Don't get carried away thinking that these vows are the ones that, you know, those come later. This is a declaration of consent.
You too.
If I gotta be up here, so do you.
Nice try, though. These are questions that I've encouraged to do in the mark.
It's lost.
And this is the only time you get to say I do, I think, in the blank. I'm really glad you have that.
Here's the other one.
These are already lost, I'm safe.
No problem with that. Jude, do you freely and unreservedly offer yourself to Mark?
I do.
Mark, do you freely and unreservedly offer yourself to Jude? You both can answer this together. Your answer is, I will be God's help.
Okay.
Will you continue to live together in faithfulness and holiness of life as long as you both shall live?
I will be God's help.
Now, would you all please stand? This question is addressed to you, and I'll prompt you the way I prompted them. Your answer is, because I want to hear it, is we will. But the question first. Will all of you gathered to witness these vows do all in your power to uphold and honor this couple in the covenant they make?
We will.
Excellent. Will you pray for them, especially in times of trouble, and celebrate with them in times of joy?
We will.
You may remain standing or you are kneel as you're able. Let us then pray for June and Mark and their life together and for the concern of this community. I'm Mark. I'm give myself to you.
And to you.
June. Jew and take you to myself. I will support and care for you by the grace of God. In times of sickness, in times of health, I will hold and cherish you in the love of Christ. In times of plenty, in times of want, I will honor and love you. With the Spirit's help, in times of anguish, in times of joy,
in times of relief, lots of anger,
forsaking all others, as long as you come to me. This is my solemn vow. Raise your hand. I will support and care for you.
I will support and care for you.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
In times of sickness.
In times of sickness.
In times of health.
In times of health.
I will hold and cherish you.
I will hold and cherish you.
In the love of Christ.
In the love of Christ.
In times of plenty.
In times of plenty.
In times of want.
In times of want.
I will honor and love you.
I will honor and love you.
With the Spirit's help.
With the Spirit's help.
In times of anguish.
In times of anguish.
In times of joy.
In times of joy.
Forsaking all others.
Forsaking all others.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
I know. I need
to
read. You still have to do it. Bless the Lord, these rings as signs of the enduring covenant June and Mark have made with each other through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let me see that for me. June, I'm giving you this ring as a symbol of my vow. As a symbol of my vow. And with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay. God does in the name of God. Okay. Mark, I give you this ring.
Mark, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I am.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Now join the right hand. Yes. There you go. Thanks.
Stay. Stay.
Now that June and Mark have exchanged vows of love and fidelity in the presence of God and the church, I pronounce that they are married and bound to one another as long as they both shall live.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Most gracious God, we praise you for the tender mercy and unfailing care revealed to us in Jesus the Christ, and for the great joy and comfort bestowed upon us in the gift of human love. We give you thanks for June and Mark and the power of faithfulness and commitment. Pour out the abundance of your Holy Spirit upon them. Keep them in your steadfast love. Protect them from all danger. Fill them with your wisdom and peace. Lead them in holy service to each other and the world. God, the holy and undivided Trinity, bless, preserve, and keep you, and mercifully grant you rich and boundless grace that you may please God in body and soul. God, make you a sign of the loving kindness and steadfast fidelity, manifest in the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior, and bring you at last from the light of the heavenly banquet to the forever and ever. Amen. Now, what you do is you exchange the peace before you die. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's have you sit down before you fall down.